with the issue of our Ibstachim continued.
And there's the reason as to why, if we saw Shabbos, that was to be on the Yom, so he doesn't say for Chamsomim, because there is, and Yom Tev, there is also Shabbos, you say, so then every Mitzvah Yom Tev, so there should be for Chamsom, because he didn't came Mitzvah Yom Tev, and why came with, so, Ikach Mire, Yom Tev, Lekesh, Shabbos, you say, so the easy shit is, if I want there is no Shabbos, you say, the Hoche, Mas Chamsomim, משום שמחס יום טב ואחילוסי אמייל כמי פסום so since by יום טב there is no משום יסירה so then there should be פסומי על מצוי ישאב that happens to be on יום טב the answer is like on an ordinary מצוי ישאב so he must have the פסום in order to have a fresh פסום but on יום טב even though on יום טב there is no משום יסירה but there is a chilusi in Yom Tev, so he'll be refreshed anyway. He'll be refreshed anyway. So he's tam in chayim, v'ze atam nochem vi. Now, so we see here that according to the Rashbam, so the reason is why if mitzvah Shabbos happens to be on Yom Tev, there is no psalmim, is because by Yom Tev there is also an Nisham Yisrael. Now, so this is Kashi is, if on Yom Tev, there is also an Nisham Yisrael, or, so, Mele, so, Mitzoy Yom Tev, we should be Mivorech Lapsomim. Mitzoy Yom Tev, we should be Mivorech Lapsomim. Then we're not Mivorech Lapsomim, Mitzoy Yom Tev. So, we have to say, that even though on Yom Tev there is also Nisham Yisera, but apparently there are degrees in Nisham Yisera. So on Shabbos the Nisham Yisera is more in what does Nisham Yisera mean? Nisham Yisera means that a Jew, of course, I mean, not every Jew today becomes endowed with Nishom Yisere every Shabbos. In other words, in order to become endowed with Nishom Yisere, you have to be in the mood Friday night to become endowed with Nishom Yisere. Nishom Yisere means that the person is ready, is spiritually ready, when Shabbos begins to become a mikabel of kedusha, because the purpose of kedusha Shabbos is to be mashpia on the other days of the week. So if a person does not comply with all the dini hatorah in the course of the week, so then he's not muchon to become endowed with the nishom yisera. As a matter of fact, the Rambam doesn't mention nishom yisera. Other machine mentions nishom yisera as a term for something, but the Rambam mentions something else, but it amounts to the same thing, except that he doesn't use that expression nishom yisera. Perichotes of Lucha Shabbos, Haloche Chopches, Yom Tev Shechalies, Haloche Chopches, Vilomo, Mivorchin al Apsomim Mitzoy Shabbos, Mipnei Shehanefesh, Dei Eves Litzia Shabbos, Misamchin Eiso, Umiyashvin Eiso, Biriach Dei. So the Rambam doesn't mention Nishom Yisera, the Rashbam mentions Nishom Yisera. Other Rishonim mention Nishom Yisera as the term for psalm. But the Rambam doesn't mention. But that doesn't mean that the Rambam doesn't mean the same thing, except that the Rambam uses a different vocabulary. I mean, so the Rambam says, Mifnesha Nefesh, the Eves Litzia Shalos. So in other words, because the Nefesh Yisrael when the Shabbos ends, he feels depressed. So mele, we have to be misameach, we have to dispel the depression of the Jew by revealing the fragrance of the psalmim. So that will dispel the depression. Now, why is the nefesh of the Jew the Eves Litzia Shabbos? Why is it? Because in the course of Shabbos he became endowed with more kedusha. So mimele, he feels depressed at the end of Shabbos. But he is not meichin himself in the course of the week for Shabbos, so then the Shabbos cannot fulfill its function of endowing him with more kedusha. That's the pshat of the Neshama Yisera. So the Rambam, I think that the Rambam really means the same thing that Rashbam means. Now, Teisa says the Kashe, Umashin Maskev Samim, when Mitzvah Shabbos happens to be on Yom Tev, Pirush Rashbam Tam Som Shem Nishom Yisere, U Yom Tev Nami Ikesh Nishom Yisere, because Din Ken Mitzvah Yom Tev Amai Lipkinu Samim, Amai Lipkinu Samim. So then, every Mitzvah Yom Tev, there is Nishom Yisere, but then, the Nishom Yisere, so it goes away, so mele, there should be a chiyuv of psalmim. So Teisa says, "Likach nira de yontef leke nishom yisef. V'yoche in maske psalmim, nishum yisimchas yontef, v'achilu usi a meil mi psalmim. V'yish tamim lo yachim, z'a tam loche nikya." Now, so Teisa says, that I don't have the reason of nishom yisef. Now what is the Rashbam? The Rashbam says that I don't have the reason Nishom Yisere. What's Nishom Yisere? Nishom Yisere means the excess of Kedusha that a Jew absorbs as a result of Shabbos. If he prepares himself for it, then he can absorb an excess of Kedusha within his soul. So the Rashbam says that on Yom Tev there is a Nishom Yisere, and Teisve says no, the Yom Tev lack a Nishom Yisere. Why not? Because on Yom Tev Melecha Sichel Nefesh is done. So since there is no Shviso Gmuro, there is no absolute rest, so Mimele he cannot absorb the Kedusha that he could absorb on the Shabbos. Because certain melachas he does. True, the Torah is matir, it's not an inyan of tchiyeh, and it's a mitzvah to do melachas sichel nefesh on Yom Tov. Of course, it's not his fault, but the fact is that he is engaged in melachah, so he does not have a shvis of gmura. So mele, he cannot absorb the excess of kedusha. And that's according to Teisves. And according to Rashbam, he can absorb an excess of kedusha. He can absorb an excess of kedusha. But now, as far as Teisves Kashe against Rashbam is concerned, so Din Kein B'Mitzvah Yom Tov Amai Lipkinu Psalmim. So the answer is the Rashbam will be made there. The Rashbam says that on Yom Tov there is a Nishom Yisera. On Yom Tov there is a Nishom Yisera. Why? Because on Yom Tov a Jew can also absorb an excess of kedusha. But on Shabbos, where there is a Shvise Gmure and with Mnei Atzmei of Kol Meloche, so he's more in a position to dedicate himself to spiritual endeavors than on Shabbos. So Mimela on Shabbos, a Jew can absorb more kedusha. Than on Yom Tov. So since on Yom Tov he cannot absorb, Teisa's Kashi against Rashbam, what is, in view of the fact that there is a Nishom Yisera on Yom Tov, so every Mitzvah Yom Tov, there should be a Chiyuv of Psalmim. The answer is, two, why would the Chachomim misakin a Chiyuv of Psalmim? And Mitzvah Shabbos, in order to dispel the depression. Why is not depression? Because he absorbed so much kedusha, and now the Shabbos goes away, so he's overtaken by a substantial depression. So that's only Shayech according to Rashbam by Shabbos, where on Shabbos one can absorb a relatively greater portion, larger portion of Kedushin. So, Tenayomtev. So, Mimele, when the Shabbos goes away, he's under the impact of a substantial depression, of a relatively large depression. So, Mimele, Hachonimo Misakim, that he should refresh himself. Masha'inki Bayotev, he was not in a position to absorb as much Kedushin as on Shabbos, so Mimele the depression is less, and since the depression is less, so Mimele the Chachomim were not Mechayevim. The Chachomim were not Mechayevim to inhale Psalm. Alright. Now, so Teisa says, now Teisa Shitti is that Bayontev, the reason only Shom to say, right? So Mimele, that's the reason as to why we are not and so then the question arises, why isn't the Mivore Chamsomim on Mitzvah Shabbos when the Mitzvah Shabbos happens to be Yom Tev? So he says, so in other words, he's not under the impact of a depression, even though the Shabbos goes away, but there is so much, he's overtaken by so much Simchas Yontev, so he's not under the impact of a depression. So the mail the Chachomim are not mechayavim to use Psalm. Alright. Now, he does not have the full sensitivity of the Chush HaReach, so he should not be Mivore Chamsomim. And that is the reason as to why that my father very, very seldom was Mivore Chamsomim. And as a matter of fact, my father felt that all those who are Mivore Chamsomim, so they too did not have the sufficient sensitivity. But he didn't want to tell them, I mean, what to do. As a matter of fact, many times I inhaled and I didn't enjoy. I wonder whether everyone that makes a bracha psalmim mitzvah Shabbos, whether he really enjoys greatly the fragrance of the psalmim that is used. Gufe yontev shechaliyus achar haShabbos. Rav omar yayin kidu shnei rabdor. This is the way it passes. Ushmuel omar yayin nei rabdor kidu. The Rav omar and the Rashbam reverses the gears. Say and Rav omar. So Levi omar yayin rabdor nei kidu. And Rabbo Omar, Kiddush Nei Yayin Avdol. The Rabbo Omar, Kiddush Yayin Nei Avdol. Ma'afreid Ravino Omar, Nei Kiddush Yayin Avdol. Mose Omar, Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua, Nei Yayin Avdol Kiddush. So you have all kinds of combinations. Now, we have to go over the Rashbam. I mean, what's the reason of each combination? Rabbo Omar, good. Yom Tev Shechaliyah Zachar Shabbos. So he has two mitzvahs. He has a mitzvah of being mabdil on account of the Yitzias HaShabbos, and he has a mitzvah of being mikadesh on the account of Knisas Yom. So what is first? Is Kiddush, does Kiddush precede Havdolah or Havdolah precedes Kiddush? So on that point there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and the other Amoraim are also involved in that machlokes. So according to Rav, Kiddush has a din kdimah to Avdol, precedes Avdol. And according to Shmuel, so Avdol precedes Kiddush. Now, why? So Yontev Shechaliyah Zachar Shabbos. So Rav will catch ma umashma shimo Yontev lo yochel k'namoraim ha'ol. El kol ha'ol meyde yayin moya v'Avdol. I mean, that is, it's Yayin Psomim Moya Avdol. I mean, that's like Rabbi Hillel, Beis Hillel, I'll leave it the Rabbi Yud. So, Kul Alma made Yayin Moya Avdol. The Ashti Diki Bishas Ayay. So there's no machlekes that if it's an ordinary Mitzvah Shabbos, so then, it's Yayin Psomim Moya Avdol. And if it's an ordinary, and if it is an ordinary Yontef, so it's Yayin Kiddush. Yayin Kiddush, and if it's the first day Yontef, so then there is man also. But we are not discussing that. We are discussing the case of Yontef Shachalis Shabbos, Abitzoy Shabbos. So you have Kiddush and Abdullah together. So, Kul Alma made Yayin Moir Adol, Vashti Kiddush is Ayin Li, Ufik of Torah, Lidin Talmud, Holy Brayer. So Rav Omar, that's the way he passed it. Yayin Kiddush Ne'er Avdol. In other words, that Kiddush precedes Avdol. Why? Svirlei, Kiddushas Hayeim Avdifem Avdol. Iname, Vichimad Bilbereishe, Merze, Vihabalei Kiddushas Hayeim Kimas. So in other words, so first of all, to emphasize the Kiddush Hayeim, so that takes precedence over Abdullah. And then another lost time, because if he was Abdul first, so then it looks, the Havlik Kiddush Hayeim Kimas, Kiddush Hayeim Kimas, in other words, he's hastening to express his joy over the fact that the Yayin, departed from him. So because of that, so Kedusha Sayyim, they precede Zavdol. Merzal of Kedusha Sayyim Kmas, Ufichor, Yayim Kedim Mekidush, Kibizil. So why is Yayim? Oh, so in other words, Rav. So Rav says two things. First of all, that Kiddush precedes Zavdol. And then, there is a Brocha Bira Priya Gopet. So he applies a general principle that Yayim comes before the Brocha of Kiddush. That's in line with the general principle, because we pass quite the Sila, that Yayin is first, Bera Priya Gofen is first, and then the Brocha of Kiddush. Why is Yayin, why do the Sila say Yayin precedes the Brocha of Kiddush? Because Todem Shini Todem Todem Kedem. There's another time, alright. Ve'acha HaKiddush. Ne'er Vavdole Kishom Mitzoyi Shabbos. So Rav, we understand very well. It's very simple. Because we have two things. We have Kiddush and Avdol. So Rav says, Kiddush precedes the Avdol. Now once he establishes that Kiddush precedes the Avdol, so then the Kiddush is to be recited in accordance with the pattern of the Kiddush. Every other Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Yayin is first in the Brocha of Kiddush. After that, and then the Avdolah, the Seder of the Avdolah is like the Seder of Avdolah every Mitzvah Shabbos. So what's the Seder? First, Bir Mirish, and then the Brocha of Avdolah. So that's why, that's the reason as to why Rav says, Yayin Kiddush Ne'Avdolah. So there's no difficulty in understanding Rav. Shmuel Eimeya, Yayin Ne'ya, Avdolah Kiddush. So in other words, so Shmuel is Chilik and Rav on one point. Shmuel is Chilik and Rav on one point. Whereas Rav holds that Kiddush precedes Abdoleh, so Shmuel says, no, Abdoleh precedes Kiddush. Why? Because the Moshul of the Melech, in other words, the Abdoleh is to emphasize the Kiddushas HaShavos B'Tzuyos. The Kiddush is to emphasize the Kiddushas Yomtev B'Chnisose. What Kiddushe is higher, Shabbos or Yomtev? So Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos is a higher degree than Yom Tov. So Memele is the marshal of the Melech and the Prime Minister. So in other words, so if we have to give a reception to welcome the Melech and the Prime Minister, so naturally the Melech, the reception for the Melech is first. So even though here, everybody agrees that the reception for a Melech comes before the reception of the Prime Minister. But here, so the reception for the Melech, that's Kedushas HaShabbos, is B'tziyoseh, whereas the Prime Minister Yom Tov is B'chnisoseh. So because of that, Rav holds no, that the Chnisoseh of the Yom Tov precedes the Tziyoseh, the welcome B'tziyoseh of the Shabbos. And Shmuel says no. Oh, so Shmuel says that Abdoleh precedes Kiddush. Once, and then, So the Abdullah has to be recited in accordance with the petal of Abdullah. What the petal of Abdullah? Yayin Neir Neir Abdullah. So Yayin Neir Abdullah, and then comes Kiddush. Alright. Now, Shmuelim Yayin Neir Abdullah Kiddush. Shmuel Svirlei Abdullah Kiddush Kiddush. Kim first time they can. Moshul Rabbi Shuib Hanani, Limadavadim, Limelech Yotso, Vafalchus. Nichnes. Milabnes Hamelech. Hashabos. Lahabdil. Vahakei Yezi Likras Afalches Likras Yontek Likati Val Milze di Shmuel Omalo Behedi Bibroches Birushalme Biludvoid Rebchanine Imeir Yai Neir Habdole Kiddush Vos Rebchanine Ki Shmuel Tom Rebchanine Bishim Shmuel Moshul Melech Yitzei Bishilut Nichnas Milabin Esa Melech Vahakei Machlis Esa Shilut Hilkach Yai Tchilo Vahakei Moya Vahakei Habdole ותכי מן אבדולה קדם לקידוש יעשה כל סדר אבדולה קדים מצוי שבת דרמה והכן יקדש ומה שניס נין המרואים סימן לבסומים לפי שהם מורכים על הבסומים ביום טב שגם ביום טב יש לנו סומים מסוים שבת כשבת כשבת so that we discuss thesis is חלק thesis says the קשה according to the רשב"ם that יום טב there is a שום מסוים. So every mitzvah yontev there should be psalm. So Teisa says yontev there is no nisham yisera. So why even yontev there is no nisham yisera? Shabbos there is. So mitzvah Shabbos that happens to be on yontev there should be psalmin. So he says in the zachilo yisie. So he doesn't. He's not under the impact of such a depression. So mele. So there is no psalmin. The purpose of psalmin is to refresh, because hanefesh the eves. And we said in the Rashbam, too, I mean, what does Nishom Yisrael mean? Nishom Yisrael mean that a person and Shabbos, so his soul becomes inspired and becomes sublimated and is more receptive for Kedusha. So Mimele, so when the so by Yom Tev, there is also an Aliyas Nefesh, there is sublimation of the soul, but not as much as on Shabbos, because on Shabbos there is complete minuche, and Yom Tev there is no complete minuche. So mele mitzoy Yom Tev, where the Nishom Yisera is not in such a high form as on Shabbos, so mele the nefesh is not the eves kokach. He doesn't suffer from such a depression. And mitzoy Yom Tev as he suffers on mitzoy Shabbos. So mele chachom on at misake in. Anyway, so Rav and Shmuel understand very well. There's a machlikis on one point, whether Kiddush precedes Abdullah or Abdullah precedes Kiddush. Now, then we have other combinations, and that is not so simple. V'Rav Omar Yanak V'Levi Omar Kiddush Neir Yain Abdullah. Now, so the Rashbam is happy to hear say. So Rav says Kiddush Neir Yain Abdullah. And Levi says, Yain Abdullah Nekudim, but that's not important in English. Alright, now let's see. V'Rabo Omar Yanak. Rabo Omar Yanak. So Svirale, so the Mandoma who says, Yain Abdullah Nekudim, whatever his name is, that's not important. So, what's his time? Yain Abdullah Nekudim. So it's not, you see. So he doesn't follow up the pattern of every Abdullah. Because according to the pattern of every Abdullah, so you should say Yai Neir Abdullah Kiddush. So in other words, so Rabbi is like Shmuel. He's like Shmuel. And the question, and the main question, whether Abdullah precedes Kiddush or Kiddush precedes Abdullah, so Rabbi definitely is like Shmuel. Now he agrees with that motion of Melech Yitzeh Mishil Nichmas. So Abdullah precedes Kiddush. But if Abdullah precedes Kiddush, so then he should say, Yaineir Abdullah. Yaineir Abdullah, to follow up the pattern of Abdullah. So why did he say Yain Abdullah Neir? Oh, that's a difficult. So Rashbam says, and that, so Svirle Kirav, while he agrees substantially and primarily with Shmuel, that Abdullah precedes Kiddush, but in a sense he agrees with Rav. Why? Because according to Rav, so Neir is between Kiddush and Abdullah. Yayim Kiddush, Neir Hador. So, according to Rav, so the Neir is between Kiddush and Abdullah for a very simple reason. Because the Kiddush precedes the Abdullah. So, first he says the Kiddush the way he recites the Kiddush every time he says the Kiddush. So Yayim first and then Kiddush. Then he has to recite the Abdullah in accordance with the general pattern of the Abdullah. But according to the general pattern of Abdullah, so he would have to say Yayim Neir Abdullah. But he cannot say Yayim twice. He already said Yayim because of the Kiddush. So Memele, all that is left of the general pattern of Abdullah is Neir Abdullah. So that's why the Neir is between Kiddush and Abdullah, not for an essential reason, but for an accidental reason, according to Rav. But that is only Shayer Ali the Rav, Masheinke, according to Rabbi or Levi, whoever it is. So he agrees with Shmuel that Abdullah precedes the Kiddush. So he already said Yayin Abdullah. So let him say Yayin Neir Abdullah Kiddush. So he says Svirik Rav the Mashve Moya be Kiddush Abdullah. In other words, so he just an accident. It's a coincidence. I shouldn't say an accident. It's just a coincidence. It's a coincidence that this Mandoma, Rabbi Olevi, the one who says Yanak, so he agrees with Rav on the fact that the Neir has to be between Kiddush and Abdullah. That's a coincidence. But it's not for the same reasoning, the same longness as Rav. According to Rav, this in itself is a coincidence. I mean that the Neir is between Kiddush and Abdullah. But according to Shmuel, so it's for deliberately that the Neir has to be between the Abdullah and Kiddush. Why? Svirlich Rav, the Mashvim Moya, the Kiddush and Abdullah. Shinoch, so what's the Talmud? But according to Rav, we understand why it's between Kiddush and Abdullah. But according to Rabbi Levi, why is it so? So he says, Sheinochim Beinov Shel Rabbi Lismei Abdullah Likidush, Sheze Makrish Kedeche Shalze, Hakidush Oiseu Kedesh Homu, the Barzas, Hakidush Homu, Ve Abdullah Oiseu Kedesh Kal, Ve Abdullah Oiseu Kedesh Kal. In other words, he emphasizes the determination in Abdullah, he emphasizes the determination of the Kedushas HaShabbos. Of Kedushas HaShabbos. And the Kiddush, he emphasizes the beginning of Kedushas HaYontev. Now, when you say Abdullah, so what do you say? I mean, you say Abdullah, Mabdil bin Kedesh li Kedesh. So in effect, you minimize the relative Kedusha. So, the relative Kedusha of Yontev when you say the Abdullah. Because you say, I'm not going to be Kiddush, so you emphasize the fact that the Kiddush Homo, the relatively higher Kedusha, is terminated. And what is commencing a relatively lesser Kedusha. So, Memele, in a certain sense, there is a verbal, not an actual stira, but a verbal contradiction between the verbalization of the Kiddush and the verbalization of the Abdullah. Because when he says the Abdullah, so he emphasizes the importance of the Kedushas Yontev, the Kiddush Homo, because Yontev by itself, when it's not considered vis-a-vis the Kedusha Shabbos, so has no limits the Kedusha. We cannot say the Kedusha has a low degree of Kedusha, Chas v'Sholem. So when the Kedusha Yontev is considered by itself per se, so the Kedusha is without limits. But the Kedusha Shabbos is still more. So when you express, you verbalize the Kedushas the Kedusha Shabbos in the Havdalah, and you say I'm mavdil mikedesh lekedesh, so verbally, in effect, you are minimizing the Kedusha of the Yom Tov. So there is a verbal inconsistency, contradiction in a certain sense, between the broche of Kedesh and the broche of Havdalah. So Mimele, since there is a certain verbally contradiction between the broche of Kiddush and the broche of Havdalah, so Rabbi Olevi says one cannot come immediately after that. That's this one. So there has to be a certain interposition, something in between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. So that's why Rabbi says Yain Havdalah. Actually he agrees with Shmuel that Havdalah precedes the Kiddush. So, but then the question of Ayah is, if he agrees with Shmuel, let him say like Shmuel. So you didn't see, let him say, Yayin, Neir, Havdalah, Kiddush. So, Svirlik Rav, but that's just a shorthand form, Svirlik Rav. It has nothing to do with Rav's Lomdes, because when Rav says that the Neir is between the Kiddush and the Havdalah, it's just a coincidence. Because the Kiddush is first, so the Kiddush has to be recited in accordance with its general pattern, and then the Havdalah, so in Mele, the Havdalah has to be recited in accordance with the general pattern. So it's just a coincidence. But according to Rabbi, it's not a coincidence. So he just said, like Rabbi Mashve, Moya bin Kiddush l'Havdalah, saying, why? Why does there has to be? So Rabbi holds there has to be an interposition between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. The Havdalah and the Kiddush. So because of that, Rabbi doesn't say Yain Neir Havdalah Kiddush, but Yain Havdalah, and the Neir we take out from the general pattern of the Havdalah, and we interpose it between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, because if there would be an interposition, then there would be a stirah, Havdalah and Kiddush, without any interposition. Without anything in between. So mainly if there is a verbal stira, because in the broch of Havdalah you verbally minimize the Kedushas Hayom Tov, you say I'm Avdol Mikedesh L'Kedesh, the Kedusha that is terminating is much higher than the Kedusha that is beginning, so you are minimizing, and then you immediately you'll say Kiddush and in the broch of Kiddush, so then you say in effect I mean that there's no limits, because Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov has no diminution, Chas V'Shalom. I mean, you cannot say it has a diminution. It's only relative to Shabbos that it's a lesser Kedusha. So, Meile, you cannot say the Broche of Kiddush immediately after the Broche of Havdalah, because then there will be a verbal disharmony. So, Meile has to be interposition. So, because of that, what is the interposition? We put the Broche of Birim Yoish between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. Alright. That's in a real sense. The Sfirli Kerav is not in a real sense. They're just a shorthand way of saying things, you know. Because Leilo Milami don't tell me Lashim Tzor, but it's not the Lomdes of Rav, Sfirli Kerav. But Svirlik Shmuel, so it's the lowness of Shmuel. Usvirlik Shmuel, the Havdalah Kedem Kiddush. Umiyu Yayin, Bereish Kula, Ditodakeide, Vochanam Bibroches, Yerushal, Yom Tev Shechal Liyez Yitzoy Shabbos, Rav Yechen Oma Yakta, Yayin Kiddush Nir Havdol, Rav Hanine, Imeir, Yayin Nir Havdol Kiddush, Vilevi Imeir. So here now text is Kni. So he says, Yanak. So Mistabre, the Levi Doma Mishneyen. What does it mean Mishneyen? That Levi who says Yanak. So he says both of Rav and Shmuel. Or Rabbi Yechanen, Rabbi Hanine, I mean, according to Yerushalmi, the Mandoma says Yerushalmi. So that's Mishneyen. In other words, both. He agrees with both. So, Vinirali, the Ochegasim. Nam. In other words, to accord with the Gersi Yerushalmi. Vilevi Omar Yain Havdalah Neir Kiddush, Rabbi Omar Kiddush Neir Yain Havdalah. How does, so the reason as to why he changed the Yerushalmi is not in order it should conform to the gears in Yerushalmi. Because if that is the reason, so my chosi is that we correct the gears, we change the gears here, let him correct the change the gears in Yerushalmi. No, so he has a reason that the gears in Yerushalmi is the right gears, and the gears in our text is not the right gears. Why? Because Shechin Derech HaMeroyim Rav, Levi, Shmuel, Chavir, Mei, V'Rav Achrein. How, I mean that it's not the chronological order the way it appears in our text. Rabbi was much lived much after Levi. So we say Levi should be mentioned first, and then Rabbi. Then Rabbi. All right, now. So Levi Omar Yanak. Rabbi Omar Kiddush Neir Yain Abdolim. Now we have to understand Rabbi, who says, Kiddush Neir Yain Abdol. Now let's see. Kiddush Neir, it's very, the different combinations are very, very confusing. Kiddush Neir Yain Abdol. Svirlei, the Kiddush Kedem Abdol. So that words, he agrees with the longness of Rabbi, that Kiddush precedes Abdol. Now, if Kiddush precedes of that dollar, so the most logical thing appears to me, he should say exactly like Rav. So he should recite the Kiddush in accordance with the general pattern of Kiddush, and then the dollar in accordance with the general, so you should say, Yain Kiddush Ne'er Abdolah, if he agrees with Rav. So why does he say, no, he begins with the Brocha of Kiddush. Kiddush Ne'er Yain Abdolah, Svirlei the Kiddush Kedem Abdolah Kerav. Lomo in Reitzalima Yain Reishe. So let him say Yain first and then Kiddush. Revi Sheim Kain in Nire Shemabdil Ala Yain Hoil Umarchik Abdole Malbirkas Ayain Varaika Abdole Loitik Noel Ala Yain Abu Kiddush Afro Apas Yachle Kaddish Kidle Kamo Hilkach Kiddush Bereishe Vihoda Moya Revi Shonu. So Mele. So he says, if he will say like Rav completely, first Yain and then Kiddush, so it will not be apparent that he is Mavla Yain, because the Abdoleh will be so far removed, there will be a few interpositions between the Broche of Yain and the Broche of Abdoleh. So because of the Varayiket, so then the question arises, so my Chosis. So if he says Kiddush Ne'er Yain, so again the Yain is removed from the Kiddush, because there is an interposition between the Brocha of Kiddush and the Brocha of Pri Hagafen. So Manashach, if we have such a regard for the status of Abdullah, it shouldn't look as if he's not Mavla Yain. So we should have, I mean, why do we discriminate against the Kiddush? So we should have a similar regard for the status of Kiddush. So the Broche of Be'er Pri HaGefen should immediately either precede, or if it can precede, follow the Cholapoches, the Broche of Kiddush. But why interpose? Why interpose? I mean, the Broche of Neir between the Kiddush and the Be'er Pri HaGefen, so it will look as if he is Mavdil Al Yain, but not Mikadosh Al Yain. So the Rashbam says, Inochanam, according to Rabbi, who says Kni Kiddush Ne'er Yain Avdole, Kiddush Ne'er Yain Avdole, so it will look as if he is Mikadi, as he is Mavla Yain. It will not be so apparent that he is Mikadi Shayayin, but we don't care for it. Why do we care that he shouldn't look as that he's not Mavla Yain, but we don't mind the fact that he will look as if he is not Mikadi Shayayin? He says, because Havdole can be recited only on Yain, but Kiddush can be Al Pasdu, he says. Oh, Lomon of Itzalim Ayayim Bereshe, Lishun Kirin Lira Shemav Al Yayim, Hoi Lomash, Abdolim Al Birkas Ayayim, Varayikar Abdole, Varayikar Abdole, Varayikar Abdole Tikta Al Yayim. But so, how about Kiddush? Abol Kiddush, Afil Apas Yochel Ekadish. Kiddush Kamo, Ilka Kiddush Bereshe, Vihodamo, so Mele, because of that, actually it should be Yayim before Kiddush. Yayim before Kiddush. But if Yain before Kiddush, so there'll be so many interpositions. between that bracha of Abdullah and the Yayin, so it will not be nearer, it will not be apparent that he's Mavdol Yayin. So because of that, it's Kiddush Bereish, not the Yayin Bereish. So, and why don't we say Kiddush Bereish and then Yayin? And then Moyeya. So he said, "Lifi shonoreitzim lismich yain la'abdo." So we are makpid. Even yain la'abdo, even though every mitzvah Shabbos, yain does not immediately precede abdo. It's yain, psomim, moyer abdo. So we don't mind, I mean, the fact that yain doesn't immediately precede abdo. But here is different. Because here there is a kiddush. So in other words, here, the Abdullah has competition with the Kiddush. So he says, "Why can't we take the Kiddush after the Pasach on Kaddish? We come, you can Kiddush Bereish. We hold on more. We fish on rates in this Machiah of Abdullah. The Abdullah alcohol all of the Kishok on the Shabbos. The high way man the Yahim become a more Kishom it's a Shabbos. She came, or you need a Kiddush. So even if the Yayin, not only it's not proper, according to Rabbi, to mention the Yayin at the very outset, before the Kiddush, even after the Kiddush it's not proper. Why? Because then it'll be immediately following Kiddush, but not immediately preceding the Abdullah. Even though, while it will not be immediately preceding the Abdullah, it will conform to the regular pattern of the Abdullah, every Mitzvah Shabbat. So what's wrong? No, so it's, since we have Kiddush, so it won't be nice if it will be closer to the Kiddush. Then, what is it? It's a machlokes and kovet between the Kiddush and the Abdullah. What is it? So, Hilka, Kiddush Bereishe. No, Hilka, no. Tishom Mitzvah Shabbat. Why the Magdim Yayim Mikam Memoyer? Tishom Mitzvah Shabbat. Shimkeiro Yenir Ala Kiddush. Ve'lo Yadoy. Avon Soy Shabbat Da'ome. Dileke Kiddush. Mikam. I mean, we have to understand it. It doesn't even make sense. I mean, on the surface. What is it? Machlikes between the Kiddush and Abdoy. We have to give Kovet. I mean, shouldn't be jealousy. Be my separations between the Kiddush and Abdoy. All right. Now, what does Teisa say? Kiddush Nea Yayin Abdole, Pirish Rashbam, Direitzer Lismich Yayin Abdole, Mishum Dikachin Ala Pas, Vimadim Ala Pas. So we don't care so much about the fact that it's Nira Kiyu Ein in Dikadeish Ala Yayin. Because Kiddush doesn't have to be Dark Ala Yayin, can be Ala Pas too. So he says, Ufimashe Pirish Abdham Likamon, Vimikachin Ala Pas. So then, Kiddush is just like Abdole. In other words, it has to be Dafkala Yayin Ala Pas, not according to Ramatam. So what's the time of Rabbi who says Kiddush Nea Yayin Abdole? So Yeshti Foreish, Shimo Yamarchik Yayin Abdole, Yemu Shein Bo Elo Bishlu Kiddush. Shehu Vichvidyon. Even though both are equally important, but no one will say if the Yayin does not precede the Kiddu, the Abdole, then it will look that he's not Mikadeish. He's not Mikadeish, he's not Mavdil Al Yayin. But as far as the Kiddush is concerned, so, I mean, no one, because Kiddush has such a good reputation, I mean, that on the contrary, so if we'll say if we'll be Malchik Yayin Abdoleh, so then we'll say Shenipol Bishul Kiddush. But if he's Malchik the Yayin in a Kiddush, so it doesn't look, because in other words, the Kiddush has a better reputation than the Abdoleh. I mean, that's how it appears. I mean, Tesis is saying. He's a Chuba in Pardes, Sefer HaPardes of Rashi. There is a tshuva. So someone inquired of Rashi. Now, in order to be Yetzeh with Abdullah, you have to have Kavonet. If we say Mitzvah Kavonet. So Machlokes Rishonim, how we pass Mitzvah Kavonet, Mitzvah Kavonet. Today is Shulchan Aruch. So if we say Mitzvah Kavonet, So in order to be yetzei with Abdole, the Tosei the Shamash makes in the Pesach Knesset, you have to have kavone to be yetzei. You have to have kavone to be yetzei. So Rashi was inquiring, what if someone, he heard the Abdole, but he only had kavone to be yetzei with Abdole in the course of the recitation of the Birkas Abdole? But while the Shamash said he was absent minded and he had no kavone to be yetz. He didn't have kavone to be yetz. He had kavone only in the course of the Birkas Avdol, but not in the course of the Birkas Beire Pri Agofen. Not have kavone during the brocha of Birkas Yaakov. The Mogen Avraham in Simen Reish Sadik Vov Sif Tes mentions it. Im nischavnu bibirkas avdol, aval pi sheloi nischave bibirkas ayayin is yotz. So in that Mogen Avraham you have a picture of a hand with the thumb being pointed, whatever it means, but in this case, coincidentally, it implies that you have to understand it with a grubber finger. So I heard from my father. I don't remember whether he mentioned it in the name of Reb Chaim or not. That I don't remember. It could be that he mentioned it in the name of Reb Chaim. I don't know. So I heard from my father that now the Mokavrom says in Nisrabi bibirkas abdore afal pishelo in Nisrabi bibirkas ayayi yotzo loshim paras. So I heard from my father that, in other words, why does the Mogen Avraham emphasize in this Rabbi Mikzavot? So as far as the Sefer HaParadis is concerned, so he cannot be Midayik, because it just happened that it was a Maise, a real Maise. Someone was in shul and he had Kavone to be Yitzv Avdole during the Broch of Avdole, but not during the Broch of Yibragavet. So that was a Maise, so maybe he cannot be Midayik. But the Mogen Avraham doesn't cite, you know, doesn't quote the Loshen of the Pardes. He mentions the Maskone. So he says, "Bibirkas Avdole, Aval in Nisravnu Bibirkas Avdole, Aval Pishol in Nisravnu Bibirkas Ayayinos." So I heard from my father that it's mashma from that Mogen Avraham, and the whole context of the Chuvin Pardes deals with Avdole, not with Kiddush. That the Sefer Pardes applies this only in connection with Avdol, but not in connection with Kiddush. In other words, suppose you will hear Kiddush. Now you cannot be Yitzhak with Kiddush with of the Chazan anyway, because in Kiddush Omokim Sudeh. But suppose you eat in Shul, I mean. So, or it happened in the house, I mean, and you just didn't have kavone during the broche of Be'er Pri HaGefen, and you had kavone during the broche of Hashon, the Birkas Kiddush. So there you will not be Yitzi. You see, the Mogen Avraham emphasizes, Im Nischavnu Bibirkas Avdol, Av al pi shalo Nischave Bibirkas Ayayin, is Yotz. As the Sarah is Ayayin Yotz. So only by Avdol. And I heard from my father, a very reasonable pshat, why there should be a distinction between Kiddush and Avdol. Because it is obvious that if we say Mitzvah Srichas Kavoneh, so Memele has to be Mechavei in the course of the Mitzvah of Avdol. Or he has to be Mechavei in the course of the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, so by Avdoleh, what constitutes the Avdoleh, the Broch of Avdoleh? That's the essence of the Avdoleh. Be'er Pri HaGefen is not the essence of Avdoleh. If there had been no Halocha of Kohanene v'loi Broch Emoal, there wouldn't be a Be'er Pri HaGefen. But there is Halocha of Kohanene v'loi Broch Emoal, so mainly you cannot. You to say Avdole over the Ayin and not drink, that's against the deen. You have to drink. Kishol Broche, you have to drink. So you have to drink. To drink without Be'er Pri HaGefen, you'll be a chayte. So memele the Chachomim won't misake a Broche of Be'er Pri HaGefen. But the Broche of Be'er Pri HaGefen is not an integral part of the Avdole. It's a Birkas Aneni. But just because you have to drink, so memele you have to say that Broche. So why does he have to have kavone? In order to be Yitzv Avdolah, he has to have kavone in the course of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avdolah as such. But Be'er Pri HaGefen is not an integral part of the Avdolah. It's for the purpose of conforming to the Halacha of Kol Anene B'loi Broch Emoal. So that's why Sefer HaParadis says, Ligabe Avdolah. אם נסחבנו בפרקס הדולה, אף על פי שלא אם נסחבי בפרקס היין יוצא, מה שאין כרגע בקידש, so you could say קידש also. In other words, קידש consists only in the ברוכה מה שקדישון. But not in the ברוכה ביר פרי הגפן, ביר פרי הגפן is not in the good part of the קידש. That's only a ברכס הנני. But we couldn't say that. Because בשלי בפריידי נייט, you could say, אין לך נעד. Friday night you could say it. How about Shabbos morning? There is a din of Kiddush Shabbos morning too. Now what do you have in Kiddush of Shabbos morning? Nothing, just Be'er Pri HaGefen. You have nothing else. Some say Pesukim, but that's you're not mechuyev to say that. That's not part of the Kiddush. So what's the Kiddush? There is no brocha of Kiddush other than the brocha of Birkei Priyagev. And there is an Iser, I mean to retain anything without making Kiddush. Without making Kiddush. Why? Because it has a chalizd in Kiddush. And what does the Kiddush consist of Shabbos morning? Only of Birkei Priyagev. So we see that the Birkei Priyagev Shabbos morning has a chalishim Kiddush. It's called Kiddush Rabbi. So has a chalishim Kiddush. So why shouldn't the Birkei Priyagev of Friday night? True, Friday night you have another broche, a long broche. But just as the Birkei Priyagev has a chalishim Kiddush Friday night, so why shouldn't it have a chalishim Kiddush? I mean, just as the Birkei Priyagev has a chalishim Kiddush Shabbos morning, why shouldn't the Birkei Priyagev have a chalishim Kiddush Friday night as well? So that's why the Magen Avraham emphasizes. So Mili Nachaname. So in other words, there is a difference in the Takonis Chachomim. When the Chachomim were misaking the broches of Avdoleh, so they were only misaking the broch of Avdoleh as constituting the essence of Avdoleh. And the Birkei Priyagev, that's nothing to do with Avdoleh. That's because also Lordam Lenny is below broch. It's not an indica part of Avdoleh. But Shabbos, when they are misaking the broches for Kiddush, so for Shabbos morning, so it's a broch of Kiddush. It's not just also Lenny below broch. Because if it's just an Ian of also Lordam Lenny is below broch, so why shouldn't he be able to retain something else? And they'll make a broch and there's something else, he'll eat an apple. So it's a din of Kiddush. So in other words, so what is the Kiddush? What does the Kiddush consist of? So Friday night, the Kiddush consists of the broch of Kiddush and the broch of the Priyagavan. So Mele, if he had Kavone in the course of the broch of Kiddush, but not in the course of the broch of the Priyagavan, it's not his. Very, very, very mistaken. And then the Lashon, it fits the Lashon of the Zikra Pardes, and certainly there is a diuk in the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. The Lashon of the Magen Avraham. All right, now. Yes, yes.
Is it the day that the Brocha of Yayin is all of Kiddush?
What?
Instead of just being...
All right, there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivet. There is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivet. But even if we say that it's not even of Kiddush, but there is a special aloche of the Brocha and Yayin. So mele, so it's not just Birkas Hanem. Most Rishonim hold that it's a din of Kiddush. But even according to the Shite, that it's not a din of Kiddush, just the aloche of being mivorech al yayin, but it's a special aloche you have to be mivorech al yayin. So it's also like Kiddush. So it's not Kiddush, so it's something else. But it's special aloche to be mivorech al yayin. It's not just Birkas Hanem. Birkas Hanem, so you don't want to drink any wine, why should you say a broche? So here there's a lakone, you have to be mivorech al yayin. According to the Rambam, there is a special aloche even in Swedish Lishis that you have to mivorech al yayin. So there is a special aloche. And Shabbos, so the broche of Birkei Priyagev. So mele, so since there is a special aloche of the broche al yayin, Shabbos morning, even if we say it's not Kiddush, but a special aloche, so Friday night when it has it in of Kiddush, so the broch of Birkei Priyagev is an integral part, is one with the broch of Kiddush. Alright, now let's see. So this is the sheet of Sifra Pardes, the way it appears from the Magen Avraham. But from the Rashbam it doesn't seem like that. Rashbam, it appears just the reverse. This Rashbam. But this Rashbam is directed, I mean, he speaks of the shita of Rabbi, who says Kiddush Ner Yayin Avdol. It doesn't mean that the halacha is like that, because after all, we don't pask like Rabbi, we pask like Rabbi. But insofar as Rabbi is concerned, Rabbi says Kni Kiddush Ner Yayin Avdol. So this Rashbam can only make sense if we say just the reverse of what I heard from my father, according to the Sefer HaPardes. Just the reverse. In other words, the Rashbam says here as follows. The Rashbam says the truth that there is a, you have to say the broche of Birkei Priyagev because of the Kiddush, and you have to say the broche of Birkei Priyagev because of the Avdol. But insofar as Kiddush is concerned, so apparently the Rashbam Shite Alibet the Rabbi, not Alibet the Rab. I mean the Rashbam, maybe we'll see, there is not a Rashbam. whether the Rashbam agrees with the Sefer HaParvus or not, that we'll see soon. But according to Rabbi, so the Rashbam says in effect that there is a difference between the Birkat Beer Priya Gefen that is in the Kiddush at night, and of course the Rashbam would be made that insofar as the Kiddush of the morning of Yom Tov morning or Shabbos morning is concerned, there it's the Kiddush, but here we are dealing with the night Kiddush of Yom Tov. So since we have a brocha of Kiddush, so Memele the Chachomim won't have misakein that the brocha of Beer Priya Gefen should also be an integral part of Kiddush. But why do we have to say the brocha of Beer Priya Gefen before the Kiddush? Because of the Birkas Hanemi. Because Kol Hanene B'lo Brocha Moal. But it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. Why? What? But so it says, because after all, it doesn't have to be Mikadosh HaYayin. It can be Mikadosh HaPas too. So Mimele, but he decides to be Mikadosh HaYayin. So Mimele, since he can be Mikadosh HaYayin, he can be Mikadosh HaPas. So whatever is Mikadosh HaYayin, the Brocha is only Birkas Hanemi. So the whole purpose of the brocha is because of the aloche of Kol Hanene B'lo Brocha Moal, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. Mashenkim Ba'avdolim, where you cannot be Mikadosh al Pas, you have to be Mikadosh only al Yayin. All right, it's the aloche of Hamidin also, so Hamidin is in lieu of Yayin. So there is aloche that you can be, you have to be Mikadosh only al Yayin, so that HaKadosh Chachomim was that the brocha beer priya gefen by Abdole is not just because of Kol Hanene d'aloche of Kol Hanene b'lo brocha moal, but it's an integral part of the aloche. So in other words, according to the Rashbam, alibi de rabbi, so it will not be as the Sefer HaParvus says. It will not be as the Sefer HaParvus says. The Rashbam definitely holds that the brocha of Beer Priya Gefen is an integral part of the Avdol. And because of that, Rabbi says that even though Rabbi agrees with Rav Zlomdes, the Kiddush precedes the Avdol. And if the Kiddush precedes the Avdol, so Memele he should recite the brochas of Kiddush in accordance with the general pattern of Kiddush. And then immediately recite the brochas of Avdol that they are left over. In accordance with the general pattern of Atalei, so then it should be Yayin Kiddush, and then Yayin already said, so he doesn't say it again. Neir Adole, he should say it. No, so Rabbi says he doesn't say it that way. Why? Because if he'll say it, Yayin Kiddush Neir Adole, so the Yayin will be so removed from the Avdole, so it will not be apparent that the Yayin, that the Broch of Beer Priya Gefen is recited, is part of the Avdole. It will not be apparent. It's not a question of not being apparent because the observers will make a mistake. It's not an Indian of Marasayin here. In other words, because since it has to be objectively apparent, not subjectively apparent in the minds of people, the observers who hear the Kiddush and Avdole. But it will not be objectively apparent because if he'll say Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdole, so objectively to look that the Yayin is recited over the Kiddush, because it comes together in the Kiddush and Avdole, now so many interpositions between the Beer Priya Gefen and Avdole, and since the Beer Priya Gefen, so every Mitzoy Shabbos where there is nothing else besides Avdole, so of course it is apparent that the Brocha Beer Priya Gefen is recited as part of the Avdole. Now, there is nothing else other than Avdole. But here we have two things, Kiddush and Avdole. If he'll say Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdole, he'll recite Yayin Avdole. So Mimele it will not be apparent that the Yayin is the Beer Priya Gefen is recited as part and parcel of the Avdole. It will objectively look that it's recited as part and parcel of the Kiddush. So he says, but some Mele he has to say Kiddush Neir Yayin Avdole. So we upset the whole order in order that the Yayin should immediately precede Avdole. Kiddush Nei or Yayin Avdole. So then it will be apparent that the Yayin, the Birkei HaGefen, is recited as part and parcel of the Avdole. And we can't even recite it that Yayin, I mean, that it would be Kiddush Yayin Nei Avdole, because then again it will not be apparent. So it has to be Kni, Kiddush Nei Yayin Avdole. But then it will not look that the Bocha Birkei HaGefen is recited of the Kiddush. We don't care. Because it is not, it actually shouldn't be with the Birkei HaGefen, shouldn't be recited over the Kiddush. It's only because there is a Nisar, or there is a Locha of Kolanene, Beloibroche Moal. But here it's not. Beloibroche. So mainly the fact that it's removed from the Kiddush doesn't matter at all. Doesn't matter at all. This is what Rashbam says. Now, Taisa says the Kashe. But according to Rav Netam, so we have to say that according to the Rashbam's Pshat, so Rabbi Lechol HaPoches, now, whether the same Lomdes would apply according to the Lomdes, that's another Shai. But Rabbi, according to the Rabbi who says Kni, Kibishnei Yain Abdole, so the Birkei Pri HaGefen, the Abdole is a mythical part of the Abdole, because Abdole cannot be a Lapas. But the Birkei Pri HaGefen of Kiddush is not an integral part of the Kiddush. Just the reverse of the Sefer HaPaaretz. The reverse of the Sefer HaPaaretz. Oh, so Teitzer says, but according to Rav Tam, that's all right according to Rashbam. But according to Rav Tam, that Eiman Dilim, that Eimikachin Olapaz, Eimikachin Olapaz. So Kiddush and Abdullah are the same. So just as the Brocha of Birkei Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Kiddush of Abdullah, so it has to be an integral part of the Kiddush also. So Memele, so my Chosis, why do we care so much that the Brocha of Birkei Pri HaGefen should not be removed from the Brocha of Abdullah, and we don't mind the fact that the Brocha of Birkei Pri HaGefen is removed by a few interpositions from the Broch of Kiddush? So Tetzel says, Ish di Poresh, Shimoy Marchik, Yayin and Abdole, Yeibu Sheini Bo, Elo Bishul Kiddush, Shehu Lichvei Yom. So in other words, it is subjective, subjectively it will not be apparent that it's recited at all, not objectively. According to this. Alright. So we see that according to the Rashbam in explaining Rabbe, so the Birkei Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Abdole, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. The reverse of the Sefer HaPaaretz. Alright, now let's see that. Alright. So Levi Omar Yanak and Rabbo Omar Kni V'Rabbonon Amro Kiddush Yayin Nei Abdole. Not Kiddush Nei Yayin Abdole, but Kiddush Yayin Nei Abdole. So in other words, now once we explain the Kiddush Nei Yayin Abdole, we can understand the Kiddush Yayin Nei Abdole. Now let's see what he says. Kino Svirolei Kirab the Kiddush Kedum Avdol. Kedum Avdol. So then he should say, Yakna. That would be, I mean, the most reasonable. But, V'reitzen Amet, Lismech Yayin Avdol, to the Kiddush. But this Mandomar agrees with Rabbi that it has to be emphasized that the Yayin, that the Birkei Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Avdol. So because of that, it should not be relatively close to Kiddush and relatively at a distance from the Avdol, in order to emphasize that the Birkei Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Avdol. Sviri kirav, the Kiddush came Avdol, v'reitz enam el ismech yayin, la Avdolet v'eimi Kiddush. Hiu kach Kiddush b'reish. Because if he'll say Birkei Pri HaGefen b'reish, so then it will not be emphasized that the Birkei Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Avdol. Hiu kach Kiddush b'reish. V'hodo, so it's Kiddush. So Kiddush Reisha. And then the Seder Abdole. Yayi Neir Abdole. So in other words, Kiddush Reisha, and then it will be the general pattern of the Abdole. So we cannot say, but the Yayi, since it will follow up the general pattern of the Abdole, so even though the Kippur Pragifen will not proceed immediately before the Abdole, but there will be an interposition between the Bir Priagefen and the Abdole, so what will we be interposed? The Neir. But that doesn't matter, because that's in line with the general pattern. So it will still be apparent that the Brocha Bir Priagefen is an integral part of the Abdole. Alright. Kinos vil ik gaan bekijken aan dole. Reis laatst in Lamme Lies, dat jij aan dole vindt met kinos. Nu kijk kinos bereisje. We hoort ook al zeer aan dole. Zal zeer komen zo in Shabbos. De habe jij in, mooie waab dole. In name, reis in lehavdil. Ben kinos lehav dole, bichola jechens. Bichola jechens. So in other words, why does the Rashba mention another pshat? I mean, the first pshat is wonderful. The first pshat. So why does he mention another pshat? Iname, the reason is why. So he says, Kiddush Yai, Neir Havdole is in order to be Mavdil, Ben Kiddush LaHavdole B'chol HaYechetz. So if it is Kiddush Yai Neir Havdole, so let's say, if it will be Kiddush Neir Yain Avdole, so then there isn't such a great hevdel between the Avdole and the Kiddush. Why not? Because if it's Kiddush Neir Yain, and Yain is an integral part of the Avdole, you see, Yain, so, and the Neir is also together with the Avdole, so then there is less of a hevda between the Kiddush and Avdole. But if we say Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdole, so there is more of a hevda between the Birkas Avdole as such, between the Birkas Avdole as such, and the Birkas Kiddush as such. In order not to have any inconsistency, any verbal inconsistency. So that's our reason. Now, why does he have to mention that reason? Because in the second lashon, the Rashbam assumes that Monefsheh, if the longness of the Rabbono had been like the longness of Rabbe, so the mele, we should emphasize that the broche of Bir Priagefen is an integral part. The integral part of the Avdole by saying it just immediately before the Broch of Avdole Sach. There should be no interposition. And since there is an interposition, so apparently in the second lashon, the Rashbam held that the Rabbonon Achilik am Rabbi. Because where is Rabbi? Help. Rabbi holds that the Broch of Bir Priagefen is only an integral part of the Avdol, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush at all. And as far as Kiddush is concerned, it's only mitzat kolanel b'broch emoral. So now, of course, the other Ramban Domas are certainly chilek and Rabbi, and they hold that the Broch of Bir Priagefen is just as it is an integral part of the Havdole, so it's also an integral part of the Kiddush. So the Rabbonon also agree with the Adam and Domas that the Broch of Bir Priagefen is not only an integral part of the Havdole, it's also an integral part of the Kiddush. So then the question arises, so why do they say Kino Kiddush Yayinei Havdole? Let them say Yakna. So he says, in order there shouldn't be any verb, any shemets of a verbal disharmony between the Kiddush and Avdole. So the more interposition there are, the better it is. Alright. Now, Now then, Malbei Rabbonu Omar, Neir Kiddush Yayin Avdol. Neir Kiddush Yayin Avdol. So he said, Kiddush Kedem Avdol. So here, again, so, Malbei Rabbonu, he holds, he agrees with Rab, that Kiddush precedes Avdol. That's why the bracha of Kiddush is such, is before the bracha of Avdol is such. But what is the first bracha is near. Kiddush Kedem Avdol, Kirab, V'yayin, but let him say like Rab. So the reason is why he doesn't say like Rab is because V'yayin namereitzel ismech Avdol, k'mo shepirash. In other words, because the Yayin, the bracha of Be'er Pri HaGefen, is an integral part of the Avdol. It's an integral part of the Avdol. So mainly it should be somuch to Avdol. Hilkach, Neir Kiddush Yayin Avdol. So in order, so first of all, he agrees with Rav that Kiddush is first. But then, in order to emphasize that the Yayin is an integral part, the Broch Birag is an integral part of Avdol, so just before the Avdol, so is the Yayin. But then the question arises, why? So let him say, Kiddush Neir Yayin Avdol. Why Neir Kiddush Yayin Avdol? Also, this he explains, Oya Mashri Bereish Mikame Kiddush. Even though it doesn't logically, it has no basis. I mean, what's the shayches between Moir and Kiddush? So he says, Umoya Mashri Bereish Mikame Kiddush, the Komitoi Shabbos Kiddush Avdol. Rishinene Beitchil. Rishinene Beitchil. So, Hachaname Kiddush Mikiddush. Sharinene Beitchil. Vayev shalim li ben yayin l'avdol k'di shom mitzay shabbos shayayin kidom li bishin shetorio di b'kin yishafek k'se ben yayin l'avdol. Now then Mose oma mishmid Rabbi Yeshua neir yayin neir yayin havdol kiddush. So neir yayin Avdol Kiddush. Vitaime can forish. No, he does the Rashbam doesn't explain it. Rashbam doesn't explain it. Then, Sholachle, Avuye di Shmuel Reb, Ilamdenu Rabbein, Seder Avdol Seich, Sholachle, Kachom Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yesi, Shom Mishumovi, Shom Mishum Rabbi Shu Bechanani, Neir Avdol Yain Kiddush, Neir Avdol Disrash Horasi, Shom Mishum Shu Bechanani, Neir Avdol Yain Kiddush, Vitaim Forest Kamon, the Avdol Kiddush, Vim Kiddush, Vim Kachnir Tchilo, Vim Fisherinze, Litin Yain Sonoch Avdol, Uri Kiddush, Sheshnei Yem Nitzkino Yain, Avu Moir, Emri Belo Yain, Imenu Ikos, Horegasi, Moshel Rabbi Shuel Ranani, Limelech, Sheyitzi Vapalchus Nichmas, Vavu Samelech, Vahakei, Yitzi Mitras Apalchus, Ken Yitzi Mitras Apalchus, Maya Valo, How do you pass me if someone in the So the Aluchi is like Rav, Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdol. So, my Avdol, Abayu Oma Yayin Kiddush Zman Neir Avdol. So in other words, so this is reference when the Shechayon holds, Virobo Oma Yak Nehatz, Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdol Zman. Vihil Chazikin Rav. So that means, alright, so here we have another element, Zman, but we see from the machlekes between Abaye and Rove, so we see that we both agree with Rab that Yayin that is Yayin Kiddush Ne'avdol, where there is no Zman, where there is no Shachayon, and if there is Shachayon, so then there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, whether it's Yayin Kiddush Zman Ne'avdol or it's Yayin Kiddush Ne'avdol Zman. So that you can take it off. Alright, Abaye and Rove, Abaye and Rove. Sviralei, kira, yoma yayin kiddush neir avdol, uvizmanu depli, abaye sviralei, yayin kiddush zman neir avdol, miach ha-shem maschul ikadesh, yik mekola kiddush, v'yim ha-zman, and then avdol, shim kan kiddush, shim kan zman, so that was the zman as more of a shaykh, to the kiddush in avdol, avu avdol in ikrem eslim ha-zman, v'chove sviralei, ma motzinu b'chol mokim zman lepsei, Or Chenam is Zman Lepsei. The time is on the floor, but after all, why shouldn't this man be said together with the Kiddush? The answer is, this man has nothing to do with Kiddush. We say it on Kiddush. I mean, women say this man when they bench Lich. So, I mean, this man, Imre, I feel a bishuk. Even while you walk in the street, it's Yontef, you didn't say Shechayonu, so you are Mechuyev to say Shechayonu. When do we say Shechayonu? And in Kippur? So there is no Kiddush. So we say Shechayonu. So it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. The practice is to say it together with the Kiddush. But it has nothing to do with Kiddush. Yes, what is it? No, it's not a hefsek because it has to do with the Kiddush Hayei, and the Kiddush also has to do with the Kiddush Hayei. So maybe it's not a hefsek, but there is no direct shayches between Kiddush and the Shechayon. So he says, "V'tayi shol davar, v'zman imrei, afilu b'shuk, v'yikrei melakeitz, hilkach imrei, v'yikrei kirove, v'yoma yayin kiddush neir abdol." Yain Kiddush Neir Abdol is man, the Kiddush Shevod Arabdol, v'chimavdo b'reish, v'chimavdo b'reish, mer zed hava le Kiddush HaShabbos kemaz. Now, Ravune bar Yehuda Yikol b'rov, asur lekame moyer o psomim, bo rechov ha-psomim b'reish Shevod Aramoyer, omor eivor ben b'shama ben b'sileo, moyer b'reish Shevod Arabdolim, ומאי ניתנן ושם יאמר עם נעיר ומוזי בסומים ועבדורי. So מוזי comes before בסומים ועבדורי. In other words, that ובסיל יאמר עם נעיר ובסומים ומוזי ועבדורי. I mean, that is reference to a case where he has only one course. So he cannot be involved because I'm not one course and I'm not another course. On the Rabbi Pasrei, so we see that Bein according to Bishamai, Bein according to Bisila. So Moya comes first and then Psomi. So on the Rabbah Basrei, Vama Zudi Vrat Meya. Avo Rav Yudei Ime. Nechlo Kisham Bisila, Amozin Shebi Tchilo, Vala Avdole Shebi Zo. Al Ma Mechlik, Al Amoya Vala Psomi. Bishamai Imri Moya Vahakei Psomi, U Bisila Imri Psomi Vahakei Moya. Vyom Rav Yechenem, Noa Agoom Ki Bisila, Vahalive de Rav Yudei. Vahalive de Rav Yudei.
Now there's Ram.
Avuka, Avune by Yudik, Rove, Michel, okay? Both have some relationship in the Shon, Omer Abune, Rove, Lachashkama, Abdole, or Baby Shalom. The Lord Pligge, Loyas, the Lord Pligge, Loyasino, Neo Mose, some of Abdole, Hey, Hey, they will have a case out, Zudiv Rav Meir. Because if he has two cases, so then he has to be involved, because I'm not one course, and Abdole, another course. זו דבר המאיר, לא אחר בתור טיים שם בסיר ובסתם בססר המאיר, אבל מוזה שבתחילו, תחילים דיקום הסודוסי והאווים מחי ורשן, מהפיר המיץ, ואומר רבי יחנן, נועה, רב יקב ורבי איקלה לבירוב, חזיה דיבוריך, ביר את פחי הגפן הקסה קאמן, ויהודו בוריך הקוסה לביר חסי, ויש, so רב יקב ורבי, so visited רובה, so he saw that רובה, was Bivorich HaKasek HaMed, that means Kiddush. Kiddush. For Shabbos. V'hodo Borich HaKosek Dibarches. Then when it's Bivorich Berkes HaMozei, so after he finished Berkes HaMozei, he said Be'er Pri HaGefen, and the case of Berkes HaMozei. This is what he saw, the Trove did. Amalei, so Adyati Barabi said to him, Lomolach Kulai, Vavorich Lomach Chode Zimne. You said the Broch of Be'er Pri HaGefen on the course of Kiddush. So you patterned all the yayin that you drank during the sile. Why shouldn't the same bracha be a prayer given pater the yayin that you drink of the course of the Birkas HaMoz? Because of the Birkas HaMoz. For Bogu Machon Zim. Omalei. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Tova answered, Ka'avinam Be'edish Yomu say, Hochavdin. This is the practice that prevails in the Vishgurus. Omalei Tengah Be'edish Gurus. The Ochavim. Doch hab dir die Sophik Meiseron, Sophik Loi Meiser. Hoche o Manoch Kase Kamon bedeit nawe. Because by the Berish Galuse, it wasn't Bo that will drink other wine. So Mimele, since it wasn't Bo, so there was already Hesach Hadas. Mashiach came here, so the Yain was ready on the table. So it was Bo at a time when he said Bele Priya Gofen on the first course. He knew without any doubt that there'll be other Yayin, and there'll be a Yayin of Birch Samozin as well. So Mele, there was no Esach Hadas. If at the time when he says the Bo Priya Gofen, he's not sure, he doesn't know whether he'll drink other Yayin or not, so then there's Esach Hadas. But here he knew that there is going to be other Yayin. So there was no Esach Hadas. So why should you say Bele Priya Gofen again? Hoche omanach kasek amon bidayit alo yosef, there is no esadah. Omalei, so Rav answering, anu avdich talmili lirav, Rav Pune v'Rav Hananeil, talmili lirav, ari yasef bisit osei. Koel olei, Rav Yave Sobe, omalei, havlom v'nivuch. So, havlom v'nivuch, lisei, then they change their mind. Lisei, omalei, havlom v'nishte. Omalei, hoche omarav, kivit amrit, Havlon b'nivrech, yitzer l'cholim mishne. My time is asich at that time. So that word, so even if you didn't veg, you just said we are going to veg. So that's already a hefsek, a esach hadas. And then, if you change your mind, before you veg, you have to say, so certainly in the case where you veg, so you have to say, another broche of the priagefet. And the yayin of the course of the summer. Amei maru mazutre v'ravashi. Now let's see the Rashba. Rav Yakir barav v'nikro v'rove. Shabbos av yamin v'kamei. Kimot al avdol. Alme de v'nikore. So the Shabbos v'vir v'nim v'yichli. Akas v'vir v'kase v'rk samos v'vir v'chol v'psein v'vir v'prisak v'ofek v'moshon ha'iz. והבידות היא משהו לכו, בו זה כזה קם אלוי, וכי בו חיסה הקם אליו, ראית לך, כזה אחינה, because he didn't even know where there will be any more wine. והאב לי כל חד, כי שכלה סדוסה, ומשימו אחרי במיסה למטר, הוא בוחס, so there was, so since at the time when he said it broke a very big gap and he didn't know there'll be additional cases of yayin, so every time he said, but then they bought yayin. So that means that when he said broke a very big gap at first, so it was only on that course. No other cases. Then when he made another broche beer priagefen, so again on that other course. Mashiach, here you knew in advance that there will be other cases. Kol alim shamish alim v'imid alim tagminon v'mishamish osu cholim mishte alme birches hamozen asuchet aitil v'tzorech la'azor v'vorech lacha birches hamozen v'ochen agim v'avo gav v'shmino mi'ochen v'birches hamozen asuchet aitil v'osehu. Oh, so in other words, so we see from this that if one made the brocha beer priagem, and then he was mivor birchas hamozen lakos, so when he drinks the kos of birchas hamozen, he has to say a new brocha beer priagem. Why? Because the birchas hamozen itself was an interposition. So mele, he has to say a new brocha. So mele, we could argue, since the birchas hamozen is a hefsek, so if he drank wine, if he drank wine, so before he's mivod birchas hamozen, before he brought hamozen, he should be required to say ibrocha achas min sholish, ibrocha achin on the yayin, and then be mivod birchas hamozen. So the Rashbam, so since we see that the birchas hamozen is a hefsek, so maybe if he drank yayin in the sude, he should first say ibrocha achin. So the Rashbam says no. The Abba Kaddish Aminu Mohochel because Amos Napsuch is Vaseu. But boy, Bruchal Yayin Lachov, he can't be involved with Samos. If he should be because Amos in Pitras, because since he's going to be involved with Samos. So that will pass the Yayin too. Yahash te achas min sholish sagu, kolch min sholish mohes laatzmo. Ulach el deli isnami kosav. Ulit boy, ulit bruchel because Yayin Lachov, ad lachav with Samos. I mean, Tesis mentions that Rashi she tastes to the contrary. Rashi Shita is that he has to be mivorech lachel before he's mivorech because I wasn't if he drank wine. We say chasude, so then before he's mivorech, so according to Rashi, so before he's mivorech because I wasn't, he has to say bruch achin ali yai, and then he'll be mivorech because I wasn't. But all the other shemim achilik and Rashi. I mean, they agree with the Rashba. Alright. Now, Ravache, Ameima, ומרזות חבר רבה שהרייס ובסדו עושה בסודי Because Ali Rabachet read the law. A main of Borg had to cast the cast. So every case of Yain that it rained, you made a separate Porcha of the Ophiagi. Mazutre Borg had cast the count. Now that happened in Bechel. That didn't happen in Shabbos. So, but many cases was heard. So, Ameima Borich HaTokas Vikas Azutre Borich HaKase Kam, the first cause. VeHaKase Vasre, that means after the course of Birchas Hamos. But in all the other cases, not. Ravashe Borich HaKase Kam Visuri Bot. So Ravashe was the biggest make. I mean, what? How are we make like Mazutre? HaKase Kam, we are Mivorech. And then we are not mivorech any beer pregefen and any yayin that you drink, because the first broch of beer pregefen patted all the yayin that you drink, but the course of birchas hamozen, so the birchas hamozen was mafzik, even not the birchas hamozen itself, the decision to be mivorech birchas hamozen, that in itself is the hefzik. So mainly on the course of the birchas hamozen itself, you have to make another broch. This is how we are made. This is how we pass. Like Ravazutre, Borah Hakasikala for the bas, but Ravashe was more maker. Borah Hakasikame, we saw it both, even on the course of the Chesamos. Omul Ravache Barove, Anan, Kimane, Ameima, Roma, what's the reason? So, what's the reason as to why Ameima made the Broche on each course? Why, I mean, can't one Broche be a Pragefen, part of 10 cases? So Ameima, also agrees that one Procher Ber Priagefen can patter 10 cases. But in his particular case, he was a Nimlach. He said, I know Nimlach, because when I made the Procher of Ber Priagefen, I had in mind to drink only that course, not more. Now the Samina was not a big drinker. So maybe when he made the Procher Ber Priagefen, so his Kavone was just on that course. So maybe then it was a new decision. So it's like a new Sude. So Mele, he made another book. Mazutre, Omar, and all the Abdiki Talmudi, the Rabbi Ravash. And the Abdiki Talmudi, the Rab. The Ravash, Omar. Let's Hilchese, the Talmudi, the Rab. So now it's Mazutre, so that's like the Hilchese. In other words, because the course, the first book, the initial broche beer pre-agefen ayayin patterns all the cases, but except the course of beer hamozen, because there is a eschadas, there is a hef. And Rabashe, but Rabashe holds that even on the broche, even on the course of beer hamozen, you don't have to make a new broche beer pre-agefen. Why? He is chili kantal mid rav. So let's look at rav. Why? So what is rav? So the halacha is not like Ravashi, but what's the ray of Ravashi? The Yom Tev Shechali is a Hashabbos. V'omar Rav, Yayin Kiddush Nirav Dole. Yayin Kiddush Nirav Dole. So what's the ray? Let's see how the Rashbam explains it. V'omar Rav, Yayin Kiddush Nirav Dole. V'lo Yiboye. Livruchet Birkas Mirpre Agev and Trezine. Chada Kiddush V'chada Adole. V'o Adin Litri Kase. V'kiddush Ayim Birkas Amozim. So in other words, Ravashi says, from Rav Itzaraye, the Dalochi is not like Talmid and Rav. Because if Dalochi had been like Talmid and Rav, so just as you have to say, a separate Beir Pre-Agefen, in the case of Beir Samozen, so Vayayin Kiddush, so you should say two Beir Pre-Agefens. You should say Yayin, Kiddush, and then that is the Beir Pre-Agefen on the Kiddush, and then another Broche, another Yibir Priyagefen and Avdore, so it should be Yayin Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdore. And Rav says Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdore, not Yayin Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdore. So it's a Raya that Aloche is not like Talmid Rav. From Rav it's a Raya that Aloche is not like Talmid Rav. Because according to Talmid Rav, it should be not, Rav should say, not Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdore, but Yayin Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdore. ובואי וברוכה בירה פרקום פריזים חדים חדורי כבר אתם תחי כסי כי זה היו לך סבוס ביקשו לרבים בסובב לא מולו חמרה ואבו מולו חוזו